Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so this is called the One Ring Scam, as so many of us have found out about it over the last few days. Jonathan, how does this work? How does the scam work?
Well, the scammers are making a phone call from an area, in this case, it's overseas, where they will call you, and they only want the phone to ring once, and then they hang up. And the reason is, if you actually answered that phone call, they would pay for it. But as long as you don't answer the phone, it's free for them to make that call. What they want is you're curious and you call them back. And when you call them back, they are going to try and keep you on the phone as long as they can. They may play some interesting audio clips in the background or something, because you're actually paying per minute as if it's a premium rate line and you just don't know it.
How much can those calls cost you?
They can easily be several dollars a minute.
Which can get very expensive.
Very expensive. So some of the more dirty ones will use the sounds of maybe people fighting or even people having sex. And you think, oh, this is a really interesting pocket dial. And you listen in maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, and it adds up.
Why Sierra Leone in this case, Jonathan?
Well, this is actually the second wave we've seen from the scam. In both cases, it did come from countries in the Africa area. It's really just where these call centers spin up. So the main thing to remember is this is probably a business doing this. For them, they're collecting a paycheck. They're running this scam as a job. So looks like just some new call center has just started up and has gone big on their first day.
And this is something that has made the rounds in the United States before?
Yes. So the first case that we ever saw of the One Ring scam, the calls actually came from the Caribbean, because those would be international calls, but they look like U.S. phone numbers. They're 10 digits with the one dialing code. So the One Ring scam originally was years ago when we saw it there. This new version where it's coming out of Africa, we've seen twice. The first round was in February, and now this one out of Sierra Leone specifically.
So is this like a boiler room full of people where they're all just placing calls at random all day long, just hoping they'll suck some people in and make some money off of this?
It's actually even easier than that. Most of them have automated tools for this, so it's more like a room full of computers. And with this scam, because at no point do you actually speak to someone, they don't even need operators. The computers can do it completely themselves.
What are the most important things to remember here? If we see Sierra Leone pop up on the caller ID, what do we need to do?
Most important thing is don't call back a phone number that you don't recognize. If they left a voicemail, you can listen to the voicemail message, no problem. But don't call back a number at random, especially not if it looks like it's from a different country.
And do I understand that there are area codes in Texas that are getting a big percentage of these calls right now, including one here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
That is correct. That is what we are seeing right now. In fact, it seems the Texas areas tend to get hit with a lot of the scams. Your area codes tend to top most of our lists.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, there's a couple reasons. So one of them, we know that, so the scammers know their audience. So they will try and do tactics that look like they might succeed. So, for example, if you go to areas where maybe you have a high immigrant population, they'll try the IRS scam because they're hoping they're paying the taxes for the first time. In Florida, it's usually medical scams, things that might appeal to retirees. And honestly, with the South, we tend to see these sorts of scams where it appeals to a natural sense of trust. You know, the whole Southern hospitality comes through. People are very polite, and and did want to return back a phone call. They're sorry they missed it. So we see them hitting southern areas, especially with this one.
Is it effective to try to block these numbers once they call you?
It's not really, unfortunately. So there are applications, Hiya releases one, as do others, that can help with this. The scammers change which phone number they use quite frequently. You may not get a call from the same number twice, but it'll still be from the Sierra Leone area. So applications like Hiya can block the entire region during scams like this, and that makes it a little bit easier to protect yourself.
How long do these things generally last? This has been going on, you know, full bore for several days now. Will they give up and move on at some point?
They will give up. We will eventually get a reprieve. If they stick around for too long, law enforcement tends to get involved, and that's the last thing that they want. So usually it goes on for about a week or two, and then they'll shut down operations, move somewhere else, hide under a different business name, and start up again, hopefully with a slightly different scam this time.
Have a lot of people been falling for this? Because obviously these people are still calling. Somebody's probably getting sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the scary part. We do believe that people are falling for this one. The best thing to watch for is if that phone number looks invalid, looks foreign, and you weren't expecting it, please don't answer the phone. With this scam, it actually doesn't cost them any money to run this. They don't need operators, and they don't want you to answer the phone, so they don't pay for the phone calls. So they don't need a lot of people falling for it to make this profitable.
That is just sad. And the last thing, so an app, like if I have the Hiya app, Jonathan, on my phone, how is it effective? How does it work?
So Hiya has very complicated systems running in our background that are looking for patterns. We're trying to see who are the legitimate people who actually have family overseas who are calling versus these numbers that are doing high volumes to strangers. And we're able to filter out the unwanted calls, and we can either flag it so you get a warning, or we can outright block it. That's really up to you. What our goal is to make sure that all the good calls still get through, and none of the bad calls do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.